Chase Your Own, written by Califer Fick and read by the Patty, a Teen Wolf fic, pairing Derek Stiles, rated Gen, tagged for accidental feels, tail fic, fluff, and crack. Summary: Derek is cursed into having a feels tail because Deaton and Scott live to mess with him. That's what he assumes, anyway. Additional notes following the fic. Like most things these days, it all starts with Scott having an idea. As Alpha, he has lots of ideas. Some of them even good ones that help the pack. Every now and again, though, something comes from the depths of his brain that royally screws Derek over. Like, Scott has some kind of failed circuit in his mind that lives to make Derek's life difficult. He doesn't mean it. Derek knows he doesn't mean for these things to happen, but they do, with startling frequency to him and only him. Dude, I mean, how was concession? Scott asks, eyebrows climbing so high on his face they look like they're making a break for freedom. It looks like it's physically painful for him not to comment on it. No, Scott, no, it wasn't a good session, Derek says flatly. He's not going to give Scott the satisfaction of mentioning it first. He's going to watch Scott struggle and bite his tongue and turn vaguely purple. Maybe a therapist that freelances as a witch wasn't such a good idea? You think? Deaton recommended her. That should have told you right there that she was going to mess with us, Derek points out, and Scott pulls a fair enough face. It's true. Derek isn't sure what his family did to Deaton in the past, but while the man is invaluable, Derek's starting to suspect that there's some mischievous fox in his lineage somewhere. Whenever Deaton combines with Scott and their focus is on Derek, bad things happen. To Derek. Derek finally takes pity on Scott and admits, it was this or a truth curse because she said I needed to open up more. A truth curse? As in, you'd basically say whatever was on your mind? Scott asks. Yep. Scott drums his fingers on his chin for a second before he claps his hands on his knees and then stands, dropping the ancient magazine he was flipping through on the waiting room coffee table. Good call on the tailwind, he decides. She said only werewolves could see it, Derek says when Scott gives him a dubious look as they emerge back into the light of day in quiet downtown Beacon Hills. Scott continues to look dubious until a handful of preteen girls bustle by them, giggling and leaning into each other, and completely unmindful of the long, brown, overly fluffy tail Derek is now sporting. So it's like a therapeutic tool? Scott asks, trying to valiantly take this whole situation as seriously as possible. Derek's actually pretty proud of him. He knows that if it had happened to anyone else, Derek would certainly have seen the funny side. It's happened to him, though, so it's not funny in the least, and Scott is obviously respecting Derek's crappiness about it. She said it would give me away if I tried to repress my feelings, Derek says through his teeth. Dr. Hendry is a good therapist, and despite Derek's initial hesitance, he's starting to feel like the whole thing is helping, even if he'll never admit that to Scott on pain of death. Hendry had seemed to think that Derek's progress was not as positive as he had, and she'd come up with something in her, Derek now knows, evil little brain. How long is it going to last? I have another session in 2 weeks, and she said we would discuss removing it if I made the right kind of progress. Derek makes air quotes around the last four words and throws in an exasperated eye roll. Did she say why she felt like you need this kind of intervention, specifically? Something about not letting myself reach for what I want, denying my desires. That doesn't sound good, Scott says, giving Derek his concerned puppy face. It shouldn't work. It shouldn't look so at home on a powerful alpha's face, but Scott is a contradiction in most things, including this. It's fine. I'll tell her what she wants to hear. She'll remove the tail and everything will go back to normal. What does she want to hear? Scott asks, looking like he doesn't exactly think it's a good plan. I haven't figured that out yet, but I will. You're going to be stuck with a tail forever, aren't you? Scott says. Pretty much. Yeah, Derek sighs. The only positive, Derek thinks, to this whole situation is that Stiles won't know. He's letting that console him as he lets himself back into the loft, Scott on his heels, and finds Stiles there already. Stiles' books spread out all over the dining table. Derek had only gotten the week before 5 different half-finished cups of coffee, making rings on the otherwise unblemished wood. At least Stiles won't. What the hell is that? Stiles demands, abandoning his books and rushing over, making grabby hands in the vicinity of Derek's ass. What? Derek says as Scott looks between them, confusion on his features. Oh, no way. You are not playing this off as normal, Stiles says, shaking his head so hard, Derek's surprised it doesn't just fling off and bounce into a corner of the loft. Stiles has his phone out, but Derek snatches it before Stiles can take any photos. Stiles frowns and says, Wait, you guys didn't go to a cosplay convention without me, did you? It's real, Derek huffs as Scott pokes him. I thought you said only werewolves would be able to see it, Scott says, while Stiles bounces around excitedly, looking like he'll burst if he doesn't get to touch the tail in the next 12 seconds. Derek finds himself having to continually turn and back away to stop him. Dr. Hendry said only pack. Derek starts to crumble, and Stiles stops his advance, face falling into a careful disappointment. Dude, Stiles is pack. Scott's quick to interject, cuffing Stiles on the shoulder. Despite the reassurance, Stiles is visibly drooped, and he crosses back to the dining table, starts putting his books and other detritus together. I mean, yeah, of course, Derek says lamely. The tail knows he's pack, Scott says pointedly, narrowing his eyes at Derek in a look what you've done way. Derek ducks his face, scrubbing the back of his head with a hand. It's cool, Stiles says. Look, I got a jet, stuff, and things. Stiles has his backpack hugged against his chest, paper spilling out of it, and half-eaten banana poking up from the front pocket. We were gonna order pizza, Scott says, trying to block Stiles as he slumps towards the door. Don't order double cheese. We're the ones that suffer, Stiles instructs, managing to breeze past Scott and be out the door with a final awkward wave. Huh. Scott says when he turns back around. What? Derek grunts, crossing over to the table to pick up the coffee cups and see what damage has been done. He needs to get a table runner, maybe a trip to IKEA is in his future, even though that sounds like a horrible way to spend an afternoon. Your tail's kind of. Scott waves a hand at it, and Derek glances over his shoulder, sees it hanging limp and dejected. It looks sad. Stiles is going to ruin this table, Derek says. I'm upset about it. Scott says. Derek tries to reschedule the next pack meeting, but the phone tree for embarrassing situations seems to be in full effect, and everyone ducks his calls and emails and just turns up at the loft on Wednesday night. He'd pretend he wasn't home, but he'd given everyone keys and the code to the security system because he wanted them all to feel comfortable and welcome, and it's backfiring on him spectacularly. Kara's the first to finally reach out and touch, her eyes big and imploring before she gets a hand on him. Derek rolls his eyes and mutters, Fine. Which is all the permission she seems to need. So fluffy, Kira croons, and then there's a line. Scott, Isaac, Allison, and even Lydia to have their turn. Derek will never admit in a million years that it feels nice. Stiles is conspicuous in his absence, and when Derek makes inquiring faces at Scott, he shrugs and frowns down at his phone. He said he had an econ paper. He's pouting about something, Lydia disagrees, flopping into the corner of the leather sectional and kicking her heels off with a contented noise. Derek grumbles as he gets out his own phone, taps a quick message. Get your butt over here. I have homework. Bring pizza rolls. There wasn't any in the supermarket, and I know you have a stockpile for the apocalypse. I have homework. Bring pizza rolls. Fine, frowny face. He's coming, Derek says. The others fall into conversation, tossing back and forth information about their week, what's coming up, and who's under the biggest pile of homework. Scott wins the argument by stating, "I'm the alpha." And if Derek knew how annoying that was, he wouldn't have done it so much when it was him. What's happening right now? Isaac asks, and Derek belatedly realizes that the rest of the room has gone silent. What? Derek throws over his shoulder, then turns slowly, because he'd been pointed at the door, tail out and stiff behind him like a hunting dog. Nothing, Derek tacks on, even though the others don't look convinced. He makes himself cross to the wingback chair that had been his one pricey indulgence furniture-wise, and that no one else is allowed to sit in, even Scott pulling the alpha card. Interesting, Lydia comments as the loft door yanks open and Styles spills inside, clutching a plastic bag. Derek feels his tail jerk underneath his butt cheek and pushes himself more firmly back in the chair, and the tail more firmly underneath him. Styles grumps all the way to the kitchen, setting his bag on the counter and then leaning over to glare at the oven. "You couldn't have preheated," he complains. "Dude, I'm so hungry I'd eat them frozen," Scott offers, and Styles' dour expression transforms as he digs into one of the bags. "I'll pay you $5 to see that," he says gleefully, tossing a frozen pizza roll at Scott's head that he snatches out of the air neatly. "Ugh," Kira, Lydia, and Allison all groan at the same time. Scott chips a tooth. It's an interesting wait to see if it'll heal. "What is that?" Derek asks the next day when Styles is standing in the doorway, wielding something that looks like a large square brush. "You don't instinctively think of me as Pac still," Styles says in lieu of a direct answer. "Styles," Derek groans, retreating back into the loft, Styles following, still brandishing the brush. "No, hear me out. I see you do Pac things with everyone else. I mean, I saw you actually lick Kira's face the other day." "I didn't lick her," Derek denies, although he probably did. Sometimes the wolf behavior just happens, and Derek's unmindful of it. As he's been getting more comfortable with the pack, he's been slipping more, falling into old patterns. He catches himself most of the time, but every now and again, he doesn't. Kira totally licked him back, so she obviously wasn't offended. Okay, a little offended, but that was because she claimed she'd gotten beard burn on her tongue. "So, well, I was looking stuff up, and, you know, licking's out for us," Styles continues. Derek fights the urge to ask why, because he wouldn't be adverse to it, but that probably says more about how Derek started feeling about Styles as a person rather than a wolf. He's sliding down the rabbit hole of Styles' attraction, and he's expecting to hit bottom any day now and break something. Most likely, his pride. "There's tactility, but I touch you all the time, and it's not helping, and it's not reciprocated, so there isn't anything I can do about that." Styles is obviously warming up to his idea, and Derek opens his mouth again, because he does want to touch Styles all the time, but he holds himself back, basically because he knows if he starts, he'll never stop. Styles holds up the brush, though, and rushes on with, "So, social grooming." "Social. It's the least offensive thing I could find. I don't have to touch your bod because you obviously don't want me to, but I think it's important for Scott that we get along." "We do get along. Sort of," Styles says, scrunching up his face. "You want to brush me? Just the tail, because it's not really you, but it's a start." "I don't think it needs brushing," Derek says slowly. Mostly so he doesn't betray how nice it sounds. It shouldn't. The suggestion should ping as odd. But it doesn't. "Dude, I can see a Fruit Loop in your tail from here. Trust me, it needs it." "Okay. Okay? Do you want me to change my mind?"
"No! I wasn't expecting..." "Okay, I guess you can't sit because..."
"Kitchen stool," Derek says, waving a hand behind him at the two stools set against the kitchen counter.
"Oh, perfect," Styles agrees and follows Derek over, waits for him to settle on one of the stools with his tail behind him. "Okay, I'll just do it before it gets weirder. Derek grumbles and then jerks because Styles clamps a hand around the base of his tail. No nonsense, and the sensation zings straight through him. Sorry, Styles blurts, hand jerking away immediately. No, it's fine. Just maybe start it with the end, Derek says. He knows he can feel the tail. It's magic, so it's probably mental rather than physical that he can. But when Styles starts stroking the brush through it, it feels incredible. Like a really great scalp massage, sending shivers down Derek's spine. Four. No, five. Fruit Loops, Styles chortles, settling the offending cereal pieces next to where Derek's resting a hand on the kitchen counter. I think he owed Isaac a wedgie or something, because he's the one that eats them. Styles, Derek gets out, although his voice is an embarrassing slur, and Styles pauses before resuming, strokes more sure. You know this is a cat brush, right? Styles says after a few minutes of blessed silence, and the feeling of Styles carefully working tangles out of Derek's tail that feels like he's working knots out of Derek's soul. I hate you. Just seem more appropriate considering how prickly you are. I thought this was supposed to be a bonding exercise. I think you ruin it if you insult me. It's not an insult. I like your grumpiness. It's soothing. Derek is so entranced by what Styles is doing to him with a single cat brush that he doesn't hear Scott enter the loft until Scott says, I'm not sure what I just walked into, but I get the feeling I shouldn't be seeing it. Derek doesn't see Styles for almost a week after that. The next time he does, Styles is puddled miserably between Scott and Isaac, soaking wet and shivering after having been pitched into a lake by a water sprite. What part of wait for me was so hard to understand? Derek grouses.
We could handle it, Styles stutters out. His lips are turning blue.
Scott had stripped Styles' sodden jacket off of him, but it left him in only a sopping t-shirt and jeans, and while Isaac and Scott would be warmer than Styles, they were both as wet as him and probably weren't really helping.
Yeah, I can see that. Stellar job, Derek says, throwing in a little sarcastic thumbs up.
And just know Styles would be flipping him off right now if he wasn't hugging his arms so tightly around his torso.
Get the wet clothes off of them, he adds to Scott and Isaac.
What am I gonna wear?
Styles manages, making a noise of protest when Scott and Isaac lean away from him. He starts throwing elbows when they try to strip him, and Scott gives Derek an unimpressed look. Here, Derek grunts and yanks off his own t-shirt. He has his hands on his belt buckle when Styles squeaks.
Naked?
I'm wearing underwear, Derek says, pushing his jeans down and stepping out of them so he's left in his boxers.
Not commando?
Styles says, although the words are mangled by his chattering teeth. He still manages to sound greatly disappointed. Scott makes quick work of skinning Styles out of the rest of his clothes. Styles needs the help because his hands have gone clumsy with cold, his limbs slow to respond. Derek tosses over his own stuff, crosses his arms over his bare chest, but then barks, No! When Scott and Isaac go to sandwich Styles between them when he's in the dryer outfit. You're both wet, Derek explains after they stare at him, stepping forward and shunning them aside. He hunkers down next to Styles and wraps arms around him. There's a low tug at the base of his spine, and he realizes belatedly that his tail is curled around too. Styles makes a pleased noise and buries his hands in the fur. It's only a few seconds later that he makes a contented groan and curls forward so his whole face is in Derek's tail.
Snuggly,
Styles almost croons.
Go get the Jeep, Derek instructs, keeping a watchful eye on the seemingly peaceful water in front of them,
mindful there might be more sprites lurking in the depths that would be pissed at him for snapping the one that had attacked Styles in half. Scott and Isaac both trot away as they disappear. Styles says, I'm gonna miss this.
What, getting your ass handed to you by a creature that's about the size of a squirrel?
No, this, Styles clarifies, patting the tail affectionately. It likes me.
So do I, Derek doesn't say, because that's a conversation for a whole other day.
Okay, that's it, Scott announces, standing up and tugging Isaac and Kira to their feet.
What's happening? Styles asks absently, and Scott looks at him, and then Derek, pointedly. It's only because of this that Derek realizes, with a jolt, that Styles has had his hand buried in Derek's hair, idly stroking, and Derek's tail has been thumping against Styles' thigh in lazy enjoyment. Styles seems to notice what he's doing at the same time. He tugs his hand away, flushing a dull red. It's just social grooming, he blurts, looking hunted. We're leaving, and you guys can work out your unresolved social grooming before you drive us all insane while we're gone, Scott says, flailing a hand at both of them. But, Styles gets out, but the two werewolves in the kitsune are gone already, the loft door closing soundly behind them. I hadn't noticed you were doing that, Derek says, which is kind of untrue, because he had, but it just hadn't occurred to him that it was anything odd. Neither did I, Styles is quick to agree, which is also a lie, and Derek furrows his brows at Styles. Or, okay, yes, I did, but it's all to get close to the pack. Styles is now looking down at his hands, like they've somehow betrayed him. It's okay. I would have stopped you if I had minded, Derek says, grabbing a hold of his traitorous tail because he's been jerking towards Styles' hands again. That's good? Do we need to talk about this? No. Yes? Maybe? I'm not sure what's going on. My tail isn't all that likes you. It's an extension of me. That's the point. Oh. Wait! Oh! That means you like me, right? Styles says, turning on the couch that they've been sharing until his knees pressed into Derek's. He's still twisting his fingers together, unsure, and Derek lets go of his tail so he can take them, untangle them so he can grip one of Styles' hands with his own. Yes, you said that I didn't touch you, and I don't, but not because of why you think. I want to touch you all the time, and the only way I could stop myself was not doing it at all. I want to touch you all the time, too. That's good, Derek says, and then grimaces. Wow, we're both terrible at this. Right? It's not just me that thinks that, thank God, Styles says, picking up Derek's tail with his free hand and brushing the end against his chin thoughtfully. Don't put that in your mouth. Wasn't gonna. You so were. Ugh, fine. Give me something else to put in my mouth. No. No? Not to... Just no to the terrible innuendos. We're not doing that. But that's my entire game. You're hamstringing me here. You don't need game, Derek points out. Clearly you already have me, although I have no idea why. I suppose it'll take years of extensive study and physical experimentation to find out, Styles proposes, waggling his eyebrows. That sounds fair, Derek agrees. He kisses Styles then. Like, he'll admit now. He wanted to for probably as long as he's known him. Boo! Styles cheers when Derek comes out of his next appointment with Henry Sand's tail. Derek picks him up and slings him over one shoulder, ignoring Styles' protests. I can get her to give you something if you're so keen. Cat ears, maybe? Or scales? No scales, Styles thrills. That's way too Jackson for my taste. I'll be good, I swear. I hope not, Derek says, and he feels Styles pat him affectionately on his now tailless ass. I suppose this is okay, Styles muses. The end. Thanks for listening.